Well, you may have caught a Four Corners report on the ABC some time back into some of the youth detaining centres in Northern Territory and some images that came out of that. Some were potentially more disturbing than others and did prompt a Royal Commission to take place. The results of that have actually come out at the moment. And joining us from the University of New South Wales is Professor Chris Kinnean, the Professor of Criminology there. I guess first, Chris, can you take us back through some of the things that actually sparked the interest and got this Royal Commission up and running?
Sure. Look, it was really the Four Corners report and its images of children being placed in restraint chairs, the use of isolation or solitary confinement for a number of children for excessive periods of time, and use of force, strip searching, the use of tear gas. All of those were events that were portrayed in that Four Corners report, and that really sparked the concern around the nation and the establishment of the Royal Commission by the federal government.
So now that that race has been run and won, can you take us through some of the results and recommendations, I should say, from that Royal Commission and where we go from here?
Yeah, sure. Look, so the report's come out, and it's it's a four-volume, massive report, really, and over 200 recommendations. But not surprisingly, there's a large number of recommendations specifically around what's been happening in detention centres in Darwin and Alice Springs, and recommended that Don Dale in Darwin be closed and replaced with a new purpose-built centre. Things like recommendations around restricting use of force and strip searching, use of isolation, banning the use of tear gas. A big part of the report, I think, is really the problems of transparency and accountability, and there's plenty of recommendations there about improving accountability, because I think one of the things that came out of the report is that in terms of both Labor governments and CLP governments in the Northern Territory, the relevant ministers had been briefed about what was happening, but there was a real failure to address the concerns there. And although at the lower levels there are a number of youth workers that have been referred to police for potential prosecution, or further investigation and potential prosecution, the problem really extends from that sort of, the lower level workers through to people who were really responsible for what was going on, that is the relevant ministers for corrections, both in Labor and then in the CLP government.
I guess there has to be some transparency there, and I guess these sorts of recommendations most folks wouldn't have an issue with. Also, excessive violence, can't have that, so those sort of things would have to be addressed. The other side of that coin at the other end, Chris, a lot of folks would be saying, well, hang on, some of these kids, we're not talking about a kindergarten class where everyone's all happy. The fact that people have to be restrained at times is because that they are violent and sort of perpetrating acts that we can't have, particularly against staff. How do you go against that? If there's another way, if we're suggesting there needs to be another way, what would that look like?
Sure. I mean, I think there's a big focus in the report on things like de-escalation techniques that, we don't necessarily have to rely on these types of responses to be able to respond to children and young people that do need some sort of reaction to their behaviour. And I think that the issue there was really the lack of management within the centre. And as I say, that extended through to the government, and there were poor management practices where youth workers were pretty much left to their own devices in terms of how they dealt with children in those detention centres. So I think stronger managerial approaches to how we deal with children who misbehave in detention are important, so that there's some consistency in terms of those approaches that doesn't let it really escalate to the situation where force is used.
And I think finally, Chris, if we have workers being left to their own devices, as you say, if there isn't a proper process in place, that really leaves the poor workers, who are the ones that got to deal with it and clean all the mess up on a day-to-day basis. That leaves them exposed when they sort of act outside of what may be considered acceptable behaviour and custodianship, doesn't it? Because we want them to be safe as well, most importantly.
Yeah, and I think that comes back to, one of the issues that came up again in the Northern Territory was around the lack of training for people that were working in those detention centres, and I think that's been a particular problem in the Northern Territory. There's certainly been improvements in other states like New South Wales around training for staff that work in youth justice, whether it's in community offices or in detention centres, and that's been a real problem in the Northern Territory.
Well, the commission has been handed down. We will watch this with some interest. I'm sure it'll be in the media a lot over the next few days and weeks to come. We need the workers to be safe. We need them trained the best as they can. They do a very tough job, and we need those who they're looking after. We need those to be looked after in the right way as well, so they can come out of the centres and be as productive a member of society as they will grow up to be. Thanks for sharing those with us this morning, Chris.
Sure. Okay. Thanks very much, Mark. Thank you.
There he is, Professor of Criminology at the University of New South Wales, Professor Chris Kinnean, with that Royal Commission result coming down. 200 recommendations. My goodness. It'll take a long while to get through, won't it? To NURFM at 27 past 9.